response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Now it's time for Joey Boy to blow your mind. Fun facts to impress your family, friends, coworkers, and yourself.
Hey, what?
No way!
Did y'all know?
With the morning mess.
Did y'all know?
We are live with a 1-5. Are you locked in with the morning mess? I hope so. How you doing? She got Joey Boy.
What up? It's JD.
And it's Sienna.
JD feeling kind of confident. He started off his week yesterday with a dub.
Kind of confident. I am confident.
Are you guaranteeing a win today?
You already know, King.
All right. JD is Sienna. I'm going to ask random questions. You guys are competing for random points. I'm feeling kind of generous. You guys both start off with a point this morning just because.
Oh, thanks, baby.
Very nice of you.
That's the point for each of you. You're on the board. Are you ready to get your mind blown, Sienna?
Yes.
All right. Yesterday, hip-hop had a birthday. Hip-hop had a birthday. I believe hip-hop is 51 or 52 years young. All happened August 11th in New York with DJ Kool Herc pulled up to a park and started playing these beats, and hip hop was born. Which one of the five boroughs of New York City did this take place?
The Bronx.
The Bronx is on the board. She said that quick, like if she knew it. JD, is she acting or is she knowing?
Well, as someone who took intro to hip hop their freshman year of college, shout out to ASU with that elective online. Oh.
Is it Staten Island? Is it the Boogie Down Bronx? Is it
Brooklyn?
Brooklyn.
Is Brooklyn a borough?
Yes, it is.
I don't know. I like the Bronx, so I'm going to double down.
You're going to double down?
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the birth of hip hop was. I'll let you know in 2.5 minutes. I know.
Country's better.
Hot take.
That's his hot take. All right, Jada, you're a so-called DJ, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess so. I know
my top 15 highest paid DJs per show in 2025 just came out. Here's my question for you, DJ JD. Calvin Harris makes how much per show?
He should make millions because of We Found Love. I will go with
$275,000 per show. Sienna, what do you think?
Okay, well, my initial guess is going to be $500K. Wait, what'd you say again, John?
$275.
Okay, I'll say $276.
$276.
That's so much money.
I know, for a show. Calvin Harris charges... $1 million.
Congrats. $1 million?
$1 million.
Okay. That's ridiculous.
And he's number two on this list.
I thought he would be number one.
Yeah, number one is some. I don't even know who this guy is. Is it Fred again?
Oh, yeah. Fred again is big time.
1.2.
Jeez, wow.
Dude. $1.2 million.
So when Calvin is playing in Vegas, he's getting $1 million.
$1 million says right here. He's number two on the list. That is crazy to me.
And they play an hour and a half. 2 hours.
2 hours
must
max.
Be nice.
I'm sick.
Sick. How much you make, JD?
Not that. I make. Oh, my.
Did y'all know? Did y'all know? Sienna's in the lead, 2 points to 1.
Yes.
All right. Sienna, you know, like little, I guess you would call them baby dogs, are called puppies.
Yes.
What?
I don't know. And then there's bears. The babies of bears are called cubs.
Uh-huh.
What about baby rabbits? What are baby rabbits called?
Bunnies.
Bunnies.
Okay, well, that's wrong. Buns.
Buns.
Mm-hmm.
Baby rabbits are called... Kits.
Oh.
Kits. Never heard that in my life. For some reason, I feel like that's wrong, but they're called kits. They're little baby bunnies. I guess they're called kits.
Okay. So, doesn't make any sense.
Wait, what's the difference between a rabbit and a bunny? Is there a difference?
I don't know.
What's bunny?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know.
Bunny's a stripper that I went to. So, buns. Did y'all know? Did y'all know? Let's get back. Where the birth of hip-hop is. You just doubled down.
I know, but I can change my answer because I was going to go with something else.
Well, you're down what?
2-1.
2-1. So it doesn't make sense if you double down. You probably should pick something else because she could be wrong.
Yeah, she could be wrong. She said,
you want,
yeah.
You want me to give you the boroughs?
Sure.
There's Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, and Staten Island.
Okay. Do you want me to choose one?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to go Brooklyn. I'm going to go Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Yeah. She's
Brooklyn versus the Bronx. Mm-hmm. We have a correct answer in the studio. Oh,
I know.
If JD got it, we tie. Go to a tiebreaker. Tiebreaker question was how much marshmallow makes for a set.
Ooh.
That was my tiebreaker, just to let y'all know.
Wait, so that means I lost? Did you just give it away?
It was going to be that because correct answer is... the Boogie Down Bronx! Yeah. Winner is Sienna! Yeah, story about that. DJ Cool Herc threw himself a little back-to-school jam in the rec room. Sedgwick Avenue in the Bronx, and the birth of hip-hop happened August 11th, 1973, as of yesterday. Congratulations, Sienna.
Thank you.
For hip-hop, you ready to freestyle?
Yes, let's try it.
Come on now, ladies and gentlemen! Ooh-wee. The princess is here.
Automatic, I don't stop. I'm so cool, like hip hop.
Just like that. Look how far hip hop has come, Joey. Look how far.
DJ Cool Herc will be so proud.
Oh man. Jeez, African Bambaataa rolling over in his grave.
He's still alive.
Shout out to him for being alive. Just rolling over out of his bed then.
Wow, it'd be your
own. Hip hop class.
Yeah. What grade did you get in hip hop class at ASU?
It was an easy A.
It was an easy A. I don't know how you got that. Coming up next, is Nacho alive still?
Yeah, he's alive.
Okay, just want to make sure. Nacho's Revenge coming up next, your favorite prank call. So we tapping in with.
All right, we're going to tap in with Brandon. Let's get revenge on his friend, Charlie. You won't believe who Charlie hit on using Brandon's wedding band.
Okay, I'm still caught up on it. He's still alive.
All right.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.